We're going to hear now about a National Guardsman who survived an attack in Iraq, but now has died along with his family in the tornadoes that have left the South reeling. The tornadoes are the worst there in more than 25 years. At least 55 people have perished and hundreds more are injured. FEMA teams were dispatched to the region yesterday, and President Bush has promised federal aid. Most of the fatalities were in Tennessee, but deaths were also reported in Arkansas, Kentucky, and Alabama, where the storms hit before dawn and caught some families off guard. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Lawrence County, Alabama, is mostly flat territory in the northwest part of the state. An occasional rolling hill gives you a long view out over green pastures and pine tree stands, so you couldn't miss the mark left when a monster twister cut through the Aldridge Grove community. John James is deputy director of the Alabama Emergency Management Agency.
We have a path about 16.7 miles long, about a quarter of a mile wide, to where the storm hit and done its entire damage.
It struck in the dark of night, about 3 a.m., when most residents were sleeping.
We weren't prepared at all.
Deborah Montgomery woke up to winds crashing in on her mobile home.
I felt pressure in my ears. I guess the windows were coming in. We got in the hall. That's the only place without windows, and just started praying.
She says her prayers were answered. The trailer's only slightly damaged, but a work shed out back is reduced to scrap. Strips of metal are wrapped around a tree, flapping in the stiff breeze the day after the storm. But across the street, it's a more dire scene. Members of the Alabama State Defense Force are picking through the remnants of a brick home that was flattened and spread 100 yards across the front yard. Part of its wooden roof is perched high in a tree across the street. You might think kids were building a treehouse if not for the devastation all around.
Hey, found a medal.
National Defense Medal.
Now, good conduct.
First Lieutenant Will Wright is coordinating the cleanup.
This is a National Guardsman's home, and he served in Iraq. We're trying to find his box of ribbons, trying to help out the family, find as much of his stuff as we possibly can. He was in the Alabama Department of the Military just like we are, and we're going to do what we can for him.
The former guardsman, Ray Coleman, his wife Rebecca, and their 19-year-old son Garrett were all killed. Rebecca's father, James Devaney, says Ray Coleman was a Humvee driver who had survived an attack in Iraq and came home suffering symptoms of post-traumatic stress. Ray and son Garrett had been working as plumbers. Rebecca Coleman was a cashier at the local Foodland grocery store.
It's a shock, man, a very big shock. But, you know, we don't know what we got. I don't appreciate this family, but they're not with no more. That's the way I look at it.
Devaney is looking for his daughter's gold necklace. The guardsmen haven't seen it, but they do uncover Garrett's small New Testament, his name inscribed in the shaky penmanship of a young child. The soldiers are visibly moved. They've been here in Aldridge Grove since before dawn. Lieutenant Wright says, in times like these, all you can do is pitch in. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.